It's an interview with Margaret Craver Withers in Boston. It's November 15, 1983. Robert Brown, the interviewer.
Margaret Craver Withers.
Why don't we begin with something about your childhood? Can you tell me a bit about it? You were born in Western Kansas, right?
It's so long ago, Bob, I hardly know where to start. But I can't think there was anything very unusual about it. The most important thing in my thinking is the space and the grandeur of the high prairies, the great storms that would come up, and the drama of those things remain with me still.
This was Pratt, Kansas?
Well,
where you were raised?
No, this was out west of Dodge City, even, and in such a wild area that my father was one of the men that laid out the cemetery many years after we went there.
So it was hardly a town, was it?
Oh, no, it was hardly a town. My father was in charge of the lumber business. And there was a post office, a grocery store. And that was about all. 3-4 little buildings.
Your father was a businessman?
Yes. He knew the lumber business. And he had a lumber yard there. And you can imagine that very flat prairie, and much of it around at that time was real buffalo grass. Mm-hmm. And I took the buffalo grass very much for granted until my mother sold the last piece we owned of buffalo had the buffalo grass on it. Mm-hmm. And I felt as though a lot of early Kansas went with the sale of that little piece of land.
That was the natural cover, wasn't it? Buffalo grass?
Mm.
So much of it was not even plowed or grazed on.
This was used as grazing because there are little tiny seeds at the bottom of each little blade of grass, and it grows very low, as I have read, 30 feet of root system. The root system goes down 30 feet.
So it's extremely tough.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it was a good thing because during the Dust Bowl, when they found how the winds could just pick up the earth and mm-hmm. put it in the air, you knew nature knew what she was doing when she covered that.
Some of your earliest memories then are of the climate and of the landscape?
Right, and the sky. And Robert Louis Stevenson, as I said, wrote the most beautiful early article or essay about the plains, and he called the sky the great Persian bowl, it turned out.
There were very few people around. Were you, as a child, I guess, that's the way you thought life was, wasn't it? To be rather isolated? Or did you have a large family?
Well, we were six, mother and father, four of us. But I didn't think of it as isolation because you could see so far there. You could see 20 miles. In some directions, even though there were many arroyos and streams. But you could look down and see Mrs. Smith is going out her front door to her garden or whatever.
From miles away.
Miles away. That's right.